This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Liz Hoffman. Members of the Lutheran Malaria Initiative from Africa and from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod went to Capitol Hill this week to discuss the initiative, as well as possible appropriations of funding to fight malaria. Buzz Ulrich has more.
Making calls on U.S. senators and representatives, those attending from Africa accompanied the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod representatives. Martha Mitkos is the director of the Lutheran Malaria Initiative. She says those African Lutherans wanted to share their concerns over the suffering malaria causes in their nations.
And this is their opportunity to share that personal story with them. And it's vital to the success of not only the Lutheran Malaria Initiative, but to work in Africa to help eliminate malaria deaths in Africa by 2015.
Mitko says any funding that comes, whether from donations by individuals or through a government act, goes to help resolve the problem that malaria has caused for millions of Africans.
$10 covers the cost of education, an insecticide-treated bed net, and the medication needed to protect a family from malaria.
John Nunes, the president and CEO of Lutheran World Relief, says the visit to Capitol Hill is designed to enlighten congressional leaders.
And what we're trying to do is leverage their influence to free up $650 million for U.S. bilateral malaria programming. This funding will be allocated from the foreign budget, and we're really excited about meeting with folks here who care to make that kind of difference.
The president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod says progress has been made in the past 20 years.
Under Presidents Clinton and Bush and under President Obama, there's been tremendous effort to reduce malaria in Africa, and it is having an effect along with our work with the UN Foundation. The UN Foundation is the largest single donor to the issues of malaria in the world, non-governmental, and it's having a tremendous effect.
Reverend Dr. Matthew C. Harrison notes the Lutheran Malaria Initiative has had a great impact.
Just in the last few years, the number of malaria deaths has been reduced significantly, and we believe we're very close to ending malaria deaths in the next several years.
Those attending the Washington, D.C. meetings on malaria included members of the Lutheran Church of Nigeria, Evangelical Lutheran Church in Kenya, and the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Tanzania. You can see more online at video.lcms.org.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.